Eye on the Arctic, views from the north. I'm Elish Quinn. Well, Canada assumes chairmanship of the Arctic Council on May 15th. In our series, Arctic Council 2013, we've talked to everyone from Indigenous groups to experts about the role this organization plays in the rapidly changing north. But today, we turn our attention to Sweden. That's the country that's wrapping up their two-year chairmanship this week. To find out more, I'm joined now by Gustav Lind. He's Sweden's Arctic ambassador and the chair of the Arctic Council's senior Arctic officials. He joins me on the line today from Stockholm. Hello, Gustav Lind. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, great to participate.
So take us back to when Sweden took over the chairmanship. What were sort of the main challenges that the Council and the Arctic was facing at this time?
Well, I think that, of course, the Arctic is going through very rapid change. And so it's important for the Arctic Council to be able to deliver concrete outcomes. And I think during the Swedish chairmanship, we put a lot of effort into making the Arctic Council a stronger actor for the Arctic states, for the indigenous peoples, and on the international scene in many different ways.
And in talking to certain Arctic watchers, Arctic experts, a lot of people have credited Sweden with making the Arctic Council more accessible, even in terms of things like the website. I'm wondering, do you think that's a fair sort of assessment of one of the successes of Sweden's chairmanship? And why was that important?
Yeah, I'm very happy that they say so, because we spent a lot of effort on that. And it's a specific reason, because when we came into chairmanship, we always found it somewhat odd that the general debate about the Arctic was very far away from the realities we saw, sitting down with other colleagues from other states and sort of talking to people living in the Arctic. In the media, you saw these discussions about conflicts and disputes and the race for the North and all this stuff. Reality was very pragmatic. So in our analysis, one of the problems was that the Arctic Council did not manage well enough to get the message out from our working group with the beautiful and fantastic scientific reports they do. So we have to get out with that. That we were not able to show the world how well we cooperate. So we tried to say that actually the Arctic Council and Arctic cooperation is a very good sort of way and a good example for the rest of the world how to cooperate in the region. And we spent times with actually the website version you see is the second one during our chairmanship, also good now for mobile platforms, and most of all to be present at big meetings, be available for media and such things. So I think I'm happy that people sort of seen a change, because we have spent a lot of time on this.
And when the Council was established at the Ottawa Declaration in 1996, we could say it received little of the world's attention. Now we come into 2013, there's countries from all over the world, including places like Asia, claiming to participate on a permanent basis. And what does that tell us about how the international community perceives the Arctic and how that's changing?
Well, I think we've seen a big change both among the Arctic countries and around the world, how they view the Arctic. It's very sort of well used saying that the Arctic is hot, but it is hot from that point of view, that in the sort of domestic politics, it has risen and become more important since the foundation of the Arctic Council. Definitely so in Sweden. From being more scientific interest, but being now a sort of major policy interest of Sweden from very different points of view. And of course, for the people who live in the Arctic, it's always been their home. But for the rest of our countries, I think there's risen, at least on the Swedish agenda and on the rest of the world too, with a rapid change where you see shipping lanes opening up and everything else. Of course, that's interesting for major trading nations, too.
Looking ahead now, what challenges and opportunities do you sort of see ahead of the Arctic Council in the short term and in the long term?
Well, I think one important challenge is that we have to continue to work to make the Arctic Council deliver more concrete decisions that change life of people in the Arctic. So we have to become more focused on the outcomes of what the Arctic Council is doing, and also on implementation and follow up on our decision. The Arctic Council has always done a fantastic job when it comes to its assessments, but we need to strengthen sort of the output side, and we work very closely with Canada and have the same view on this between Sweden and Canada and all other states too. And I think this is sort of the Arctic Council maturing. It's 17 years old now. It's sort of going from being a teenager into an adult. And with that, I think it's important to focus also on the more effects of it. And then I think we should maintain the focus we've had on environment and climate, and so much fantastic work has been done there. But we also need to broaden our agenda, and we have done that during the Swedish chairmanship, also to look to the private business and have dialogue with private business on sustainability in the Arctic, because, of course, it's a private business who will sort of give people jobs and tax incomes and so on. So they're important for the Arctic, and we as Arctic Council and the states need to have a dialogue with them too.
And Gustav Lind, it's been 2 years now, and just on a personal note, how are you feeling now that it's coming to an end and that you'll be handing over the reins in a couple of days?
Well, somewhat sad. This has been a fantastic 2 years for me, because it's Arctic Council, and the group working in the Arctic Council is a fantastic group of people. So I wish my successor, Patrick Borbé, good luck. And he will have one of the absolutely best jobs you can have in the international affairs in the coming 2 years.
Gustav Lind, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.